You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do I decide how to message in the cold market? How do you know what to say? Ooh. 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 Okay, so Ray has amazing cold market scripts. The formula is incredible. It's impeccable. The human psychology behind it. And this is not just from him going, I wonder what we should say in cold market messaging. No, it's from failing forward. He did it over and over and over until he perfected it and then became the top number one income earner in his company with this cold market message. And it's available to you. Where can they get that cold market message, Mary Kate?
Well, they can join Rightmakers. Actually, you'd probably get some help in the 1,000K or the 1K challenge, rather, which is at higdongroup.com/challenge. If you want to just kind of jump up your game there, I would join that. It's very affordable. Higdongroup.com/challenge. You didn't know I was turning this into a commercial, did you? But you can also get the script book, the amazing script book that is filled with cold market messages. But essentially, what Ray's taught, and you know, we all stand by, is what you want to answer in that cold market message is, who are you, what do you want, and why me? Because this is where people trip up when they start either building rapport or being kind of creepy, like, your kid's so cute, that looked like a fun soccer game. And you're building this, and people are like, okay. And then you're like, hey, you're open to looking at my business? And then it crushes everything because they feel like, ew, you only liked my kid because you want to try to like recruit me to your business. So me, I love cold market messaging. It's all I do. I don't touch my warm market. They come to me, but, and they come to me because I'm putting stuff out there and they're watching. But as far as recruiting goes, I love cold market. So definitely either get the script book, join Rightmakers, or join the 1K challenge. Ladies.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and you hit on it there. You want them. The reason why, okay, there are a lot of people out there that are going to tell you not to send cold market messages. They're going to market all day long about how it's the devil incarnate and how you're you know, a big old loser if you do it. It's marketing. It's lazy marketing too, if you ask me. But anyway, I digress. It's marketing. They're doing it because they have a different approach. And there's nothing wrong with the different approach. They're all just approaches. There's no reason to vilify anything. But the reason why they vilify cold market messaging and people are a little scared of it is because there are a lot of people who have done it wrong enough, long enough to cause problems. If you message in the cold market correctly, there's nothing spammy about it, right? Spam is assuming the position of the person, the prospect, without any evidence. So we talked earlier in this broadcast, if you lead with a product and you jump into someone's inbox and say, hey, you want to check out our new vitamin line that helps you with XYZ, and they've never indicated any openness to that at all, that is spam. If you jump into somebody's inbox and you drop a link in that first message without seeing if they're open to checking out what you're going to drop in there, that is spam 100% of the time. Do not do that. That's why people hate cold market, right? They assume when you say cold market messaging that you mean spam. It's not the same thing. When you do it correctly, the way Mary Kate suggested, answering those three pivotal questions, do we know each other? What do you want? And why me? If you answer those questions in that message and say pretty much nothing else except for you want to, you know, obviously let them know that you want them to see if they're open to taking a look, and give them an out. If not, totally cool. That's your formula. Answer the questions and give them an out. If you do that, it is not spam. All you're doing is seeing if they're open. Do you get mad at a waiter or waitress when they come around to your table and say, hey, do you want to see the dessert menu? Oh, spammer! You're a spammer! How could you ask me that? You're so rude. We don't even know each other. Ah. No. You're like, nah, I don't really feel like dessert, right? It's the same thing with your inbox. People don't get offended if you're just asking a question. So people need to stop getting their knickers in a knot about that. Not that you are, Caitlin, but you probably heard the rhetoric, right? So if you do it the right way, it's incredibly effective, by the way, too. So there you go.
Are you ready for this? I want to say this because I think this will hit home with a lot of people. Stacy, drum roll, please.
I was about to take a drink of my coffee.
Yeah, ready? How many people on your team are made up from the cold market? Go ahead. Give me a percentage. Don't give me a number.
100%.
Yes, mine's at least 98%. So there you go. It works.